Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's show is entitled, You Can Be Free of the Spiritual Disease of Lying to Yourself and Others. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 27 down to verse 12, Genesis 27, 1 through verse 12. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son. Here I am, he answered. Isaac said, I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat so that I may give you my blessing before I die. Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die. Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me two choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies. Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, But my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I'm a man with smooth skin. What if my father touches me, and I would appear to be tricking him, and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing? We have been dealing with the subject of lying. And in the West, that is, the definition for a lie is a word spoken with the intent to deceive. However, we have entered into the Hebraic culture where we're going to be studying about lying actions, or we are here given a concrete example of a lying action. So this is a very powerful and pivotal point in patriarchal history. There are two sons, Esau and Jacob. And in this particular chapter and in the lives of these two sons, we have conflict and contrast in the characters of Esau and Jacob. Esau is an aggressive hunter. And Jacob is one who is reflective and who is also meditative. Isaac loves Esau, and Rebekah loves Jacob. So you see here that this is a family in conflict. This family has chosen, the mother and father have chosen their favorites. And so we have this division in this culture. Esau represents the rejected line. In chapter 26, at 40 years old, he marries women that are not in favor with his parents. Isaac is some 100 to 135 years old. In Genesis 35:28, he is 180 years old. Please note that Isaac lacks the ability to offer direction to his son. He is spiritually incapable of directing him. And so, in this particular narrative, we see that Jacob has already bought his brother's birthright, and the baraka, or the blessing, must accompany the birthright. Esau, however, does not understand the connection between the two realities. And so we have an incredible family problem going on here. So Rebecca is tutoring her son, Jacob, whose name means heel catcher and trickster. She is tutoring him in lying and deception, lying by acts of deception toward Isaac, who is the patriarchal father. And so not only will Isaac be deceived by Rebekah and Jacob, but Esau as well. And so we see a weakness of Isaac, or in the character of Isaac. He had a predilection for the things of the senses rather than enduring qualities. His character weakness will be fully exploited in this chapter. And this is something that must be recognized. And also the fact of paternal favoritism will have distinct consequences for this family. Jacob is taught, once again, the destructive art of deception by his mother. He agrees to the lie, but he does not want to get caught. And so Jacob has this unique tension in his life. He has agreed to the lie, but he does not want to get caught. Everyone who engages in lying finds themselves within this tension for a period of time. And that sensitivity, that is very important, because there is some response to one's conscience that is going on. If lying continues, then the individual reaches a point where his lies no longer bludgeon his conscience. I'm going to put it in that way. Now the individual has reached a point where acts that are egregious and unconscionable can take place without doing anything or to his conscience. In the Bible, the term conscience refers to the witness within. If one continues in the path of lying, the witness becomes silent, because the internal witness of conscience has been abused. And Paul talks about those whose conscience have been seared with a hot iron. That is, they no longer respond to conscience because it is not there. It has been silenced through continual woundedness. The spiritual disease of lying has incredible consequences for the life of the individual. Now, please note, in this particular chapter, Jacob agrees to the lie, and he doesn't want to bring down a curse on himself rather than a blessing, or the baraka, In verse 13, his mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say and get them for me. Just do what I say." So this is his mother's formula to him. We read earlier that Jacob was a tender man, and he loved his mother. He loved being with her, and so he loved being around her, doing things with her. This was his nature, and now she's introducing something else into his nature. He's already, once again, given a hill catcher or trickster, and he would live with that Shem or name for a while. The curse will indeed fall on his mother for what she is tutoring him to do. This will create further conflict within the family. Lies divide families. Lies destroy families. Lies can become intergenerational. You can do or put together a genogram of lying. And usually genograms go back 3 generations, and you can look at a pattern of behavior that was introduced into a family at some point and to see why this particular family has not had success, why a particular family has gone down a chosen road, because at some point in the past, this lie became intrinsic, or an intrinsic pattern of behavior, and the coming generations are under this curse because they don't know what has taken place or what had taken place in their family line. Now, God can remove this curse. You can be that individual in your current generation who decides no more. I will make myself different, so that the coming generations will not suffer as we have suffered. Now, there may be wealth, there may be privilege, there may be opportunities, but there's something within the family that keeps it from full prosperity before God. One can have riches, but one may not have satisfaction. One may not have peace. One may not have that inner wellness that comes with a powerful relationship with God. Please understand that Paul wrote, test all things. We have the Word of God at our disposal. We can use the Word of God. We are to learn the Word of God. Jesus said, truth. I am the truth. We are told in the Word of God that Satan is the god of this age. Small G-O-D. He is the god of this age. Bible tells us, Jesus says that he was a liar from the beginning. Watch this age. Watch those who are in charge. Watch those who are in leadership. Put them to the test of the Word of God. Is there truth? Watch your own heart. Give your word, your own heart, access to the Word of God. Let God speak to you and change you so that the spiritual disease of lying leaves your life, so that you can live a life of superabundance. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.